Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, wherever you get your shows.
.405 Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Friday. Woo! We have made it. Congratulations. Self high fives all the way around. Yeah. I'm having a really good day. It's been, just in the interest of full disclosure, it's been a somewhat emotional day. Because today was, in fact, Julia's final day in the school system. And I made it a point. I had stuff to do. But if you think I was going to miss her final day getting on the bus or off the bus, then you are sadly mistaken. I absolutely did that. And it was wonderful, as it always is, quite frankly, to see Dave and Alfred. Dave and Alfred have, for the last few years, been Julia's bus driver and the bus attendant, the bus assistant. And they both, every day, whether they were going to school or coming from school, had gigantic smiles and laughs and wonderful wishes for Julia. I mean, I think, no offense to her teachers, because they were really good too, but I do think that some days Julia's bus rides were the best part of her day. And Dave and Alfred always made it special. And of course, the other kids on the bus, and they're not kids necessarily, they're 15, 16, Julia, 22, and all the rest of it. But you understand what I'm saying, the other passengers. And to hear today what I guess is for the final time, those kiddos saying hello, Julia's dad, as I was taking her to the bus this morning and then this afternoon helping to get her off the bus, wishing us a great summer and blah, 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 blah. So anyway, that's all. I don't have anything else to say except I was not crying. Somebody said that. That is not true. There was a gigantic cloud of pollen that flew right into my eyes as she was getting off the bus. So, I mean, stuff happens. I don't control the weather. That being said, it's a nice, nice picture. Take a look at it. We have got all sorts of great stuff. You know, I love the Friendship Circle of Virginia. I really do. It's not just the organization. It's the people there. Some of the finest human beings you're ever going to meet. Dr. Sarah Cran-Semen is the executive director of the Friendship Circle of Virginia. She is one of the reasons that the Friendship Circle is such an amazing organization, and all sorts of great things to help folks throughout our community just have a friend, live life, do good stuff. And there's another big event coming up, and Sarah's with us. Sarah, good afternoon.
Hello, Jeff. Like you said, one of the people, as you just so beautifully talked about, it takes a village, and every person makes such a huge difference.
Well, there's a great crew over there. I don't have time to speak with everybody, so you're just going to have to carry all the weight today, all right?
Deal.
All right. So tell me what we got coming up.
Oh, my gosh. So first of all, congratulations. I guess bittersweet on the last day for Julia. That's a big day for a lot of parents. I know this, too, but that's a big one.
Yeah, very much so.
Yes. Well, the good news is here's a fun summer activity for everybody else. There is a summer activity coming up every year in right around this time of year. Friendship Circle puts on the annual Disability Inclusion Day at the Diamond. And coming up is our fourth annual Disability Inclusion Day at the Diamond. And it's usually in May, and this year, instead, it's going to be right in the middle of the summer, so everyone hopefully can make it. June 29th, it's a Sunday 1:30 p.m. game. And there's so much to say about this game. There's just, for those, I don't know if you've ever, Jeff, have you ever come to this game?
I certainly have, young lady. Yes, I
see, I know, I'm terrible. Were you there last time?
I absolutely was. I was there at the very first one of these events, and you know, then, well, yeah, then Parney asked me not to come back because apparently I was asking for too much pie or something. But yes, I have been, I have actually, you know what? I've been to two of the three now that I think about it.
Amazing. Okay, so seeing as this is like one of the most well-attended Sunday games of their season and overall of the season, so forgive me that I do not remember. That's terrible. But the good news is, so I guess you saw it, when you come to this game, it is truly, truly an incredible experience. And it looks and feels kind of different than your average game. There is amazing energy in the ballpark. And it really it sets it up quite differently. It is accommodating and it is supportive of people with disabilities. And as we know, that is such a huge spectrum with so many different things to consider. And people like different things. And so on this day, there is just an amazing amount of resources that Friendship Circle, and like we've talked about, our very, very small but mighty team has really worked so hard over the last couple of years to put together. And we've done it with the Flying Squirrels in partnership. And we're just very lucky to work with them. They've been really committed and just very engaged with this process. And we're excited for the new ballpark coming up and all the changes that are going to happen there. So happy to share more about that.
Yeah, I mean, it is simply going to get better and better as the years go by. But tell us then, how do we get to be part of this? Who do we reach out to? Who's invited?
Okay, well, the good news is everyone is invited. We are giving out 10,000 free tickets for this special day, and we do that. Everyone can go on our website, Inclusion Day RVA. It's a special one just for this day, inclusiondayrva.com, and you can go on there and you can register, and if you need any supports or accommodations, there's all different questions in there, and you can put in the things that you need, and I'll mention some of the options that we have.
Yeah.
And if you don't need any special accommodations, you can either go on there and register and get your tickets, or you can even just show up at the ballpark day of, and there will be a big Friendship Circle table right outside the gates, and you can come pick up a free ticket and go ahead in. So there's really an exciting way to get these tickets, to be a part of this event. We partner with over, I think, 130 disability organizations to give out these tickets, to share in the resources, to make sure their friends and family members can come and be a part of it. And also we get feedback from them. We ask them, you know, what do your families need that we're not doing? What can we do better next year? And so you're right. Every year it's gotten a little bit better.
Yes, it has.
So it's kind of amazing.
Now, I may have misunderstood you. Did you say the tickets are free?
The tickets are free. So as you are always so good at mentioning, things always cost money to do.
Yep.
And there are always people behind them and organizations and businesses behind it that make it happen. So this day, like all things Friendship Circle, we do not charge any amount of money for people to come in. I think you still have to pay for parking. We couldn't get away with that one. But
okay.
Beyond that, the tickets itself are free, and we have amazing sponsors that are special for this day to make it happen. And if it's okay, I would love to just kind of list them. Can I do that?
It is more than okay. If you didn't do that, I would have to scold you again. So, yeah, let's hear who's stepping up to the plate for this event.
That was a good one. The first one is our presenting sponsor, and they have been our presenting sponsor. And actually, it was really their idea to do this from the get-go, and that is FastSmart. And we are so grateful for them. They've been with us since the beginning. And they said, if you're going to do inclusion and you're going to do this, do it big and do it right. And here we are.
Wow.
So FastSmart is our presenting sponsor. And on those 10,000 free tickets, we have about 8 to 10 spots available for logos and for businesses and organizations to come on board and make this day possible. And those are Allianz Partners, Capital One, Dominion Care, Genworth, the Jewish Community Federation of Richmond, Markel, QTS Data Centers, Rudland Tower Academy, UPS Store at Gate and Crossing, and we have two additional sponsors, not on the tickets, but they are definitely part of the event, Dominion Energy and Centera. And so we are super, super grateful for our sponsors because, like we said, they make actually all of these accommodations possible. Without that money, this game actually almost can't happen. The game will happen. It just won't be very accessible. So,
Right.
So the things that we actually have going on that day, for anybody that would like to come out and participate, there's some really amazing supports that are special for Inclusion Day at the Diamond for this particular day to make sure that the disability community and friends and families and loved ones and anybody can come out and enjoy. And some of those are, we have a lot of the suites. We get them donated on this day, so we're very grateful for all of our suite partners, and that way we can increase the wheelchair accessible seating and other needs that people might have that might require some suite access. We have closed captioning that is going to be available on people's cell phones. We have ASL interpreters, and they're going to be in certain sections. We have audio description services so people can listen to the game, lower speaker volumes throughout the ballpark. There's a whole sensory zone. If you're familiar with like the third base picnic area, there's an entire, we have mats that that get put out so people can climb around, and there's tables with all these fun fine motor sensory things. There's some blackout tents, and there's Atlee Robotics and Bricks and Minifigs, you know, that really awesome Lego store. So they're coming out, and Mad Science, and there's a nut-free suite, and there's an adult changing area, and there's dietary food restriction availability. There's so much going on. And I didn't mention one more thing, which is really cool, and I met him today. The singer who is singing the national anthem this year, I don't know if you've ever heard of him, because I never heard of him until recently, but he's apparently very famous. His name is George Dennehy. Do you know who that is?
It doesn't ring a bell, but tell me who he is and why I need to know him.
I was going to say, I'm so excited to introduce him. So I met him this morning, and he's going to be singing the national anthem at this particular game. So George Dennehy is a singer, and I'm sure I'm not doing him justice with my short bio here, so hopefully he can do that another time. But he was born without arms, and he plays guitar with his feet. And he sings, and I got to hear him play today, and it is unbelievable. He has the most amazing voice. And someone just told me today that he played Iris with the Google Dolls, and he sang with them. So, so this is really, really cool. So I'm very excited. I got to meet him today. Super nice guy, and he is going to be singing the national anthem at this game. So this game is really about bringing everyone together, highlighting support and accessibility and love and friendship and inclusion, just truly, truly in every way that we can.
I love it. All right, so Sarah, here's what you need to do at the conclusion of this, my friend. Give everybody the details one more time. I'm assuming just the website's going to be the easiest as people are driving, but I want everybody to come out to this because it's just going to be another barn burner event. I love it.
Thank you. Yes, it is going to be amazing. 10,000 free tickets. You can get your tickets at inclusiondayrva.com. If you forget the website, Friendship Circle, we are the ones hosting. And so if you just Google us, you'll find us, friendshipcircleva.org. So inclusiondayrva.com, that's where you get the tickets. We are giving away free tickets. It's June 29th. It is a Sunday 1:30 p.m. game. Everyone is invited, the whole community. There's amazing options. And I promise you, this is a game and excitement day that you just really won't forget if you go. It's really very special. So
Beautiful. Thank
you for allowing me to talk about it.
It is always a pleasure. Dr. Sarah Kranzmann, who is the executive director of the Friendship Circle of Virginia. 10,000 free tickets. Thanks again to FastMart for once again stepping up to the plate, helping out our friends at the Friendship Circle of Virginia. Inclusion Day at the Diamond. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA. 4:22. Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Friday. Thanks again to my friend, Dr. Sarah Kranzmann. Sarah's just the best. I'm just going to leave it at that. Because if I start telling you about all of her talents and skills and abilities and all the great stuff she does.
Do you have a dark curiosity? Heart Starts Pounding, Horrors, Hauntings, and Mysteries is a weekly podcast hosted by me, Kaylin Moore. Each week, I'll take you on a dark journey through terrifying true urban legends, bizarre true crime cases, chilling tales of backwoods horror, and more. So if you're looking to join a passionate community of the darkly curious, check out Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. And remember, stay curious.
She doesn't get nearly enough attention and thanks and what have you. Then we'll be here all day. And I'm only here till 6. I'm not sticking around after that. I love Sarah, but no, at 6, I got to check out because, you know, 6:03 is happy hour. It's just the way it is. A lot of stuff that's going on. I promise you're going to get to all of it. It is it's an interesting sort of a day with all these moving pieces, but there are plenty of things that I just feel compelled to share with you. City of Richmond has now opened an application process so that people can, well, apply for $500 a month for doing absolutely nothing. That is a good gig. $500 a month. Now, the mayor, the not new mayor anymore, Dr. Donny Avulli, has time apparently to raise the rainbow flag at City Hall. Maybe that time could be better spent, oh, I don't know, trying to fix all the stuff that's broken at City Hall. You know, you can love your rainbow flag if you want. Doesn't bother me. Raise as many flags as you want or don't raise any flags. Knock yourself out there, Mr. Mayor. But while you're there visiting City Hall, take a look at all the people who don't know what they're doing but are still getting city paychecks. Maybe you'd like to fly a flag over City Hall that says, you're fired. Put it on a nice rainbow background. That way you've got this whole theme going, and it won't cost all that much. It won't be a big problem. How do we have $500 to give out to people just because, but we don't have anybody in certain positions to do jobs, and we can't keep the water flowing, and we can't lock up criminals, and I don't know. I mean, you know, what do I know? 425, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA. 435, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA. It is Friday. Ah, is it Friday or what? Congratulations, we have made it. Self high fives all the way around. Okay, so today is Friday. I'm doing math here, so it could get messy. But today is Friday, which means tomorrow is Saturday, which means that the best weekend radio show anywhere airs at 8 a.m. right here on this radio station in the garage with Stan Andruski. So now we go back to Friday, which is today, which means that my brother from another mother, Stan Andruski, is joining us. Stan, good afternoon.
Jeff Katz. How you doing, my brother?
I am doing well. I think I'm doing well. Today was Julia's final day at school, but I mean, other than that, you know, and a lot of allergies, you know how that is with some of this stuff. But I'm doing fine. Thank you for asking.
Allergies. Cars have allergies too.
They do.
Like cars have pollen allergies for the cabin air filter, for the regular air filter. Cars have allergies to high gas prices. Easy for me to say, but I have been listening, and congratulations to Julia, to you and Heidi and the whole family. And of course, I know this is a big deal. It's not the average graduation, all the things that you've had to go through and endure. And I just want to thank you for being, you and Heidi both, for being such great parents. You know, we only think, some of us out here, I know you probably both look at it as a blessing, but we only think that raising kids is hard. And we get to hear some of the stories that you kindly share. And you let us into your life of what you guys have done. And man, every time, I'll be honest with you, it brings me to tears to know that you guys have been such good parents to them. And I just want to thank you for being that way for her, but for us to have examples to say, hey, we might be having a bad day with our kids. They might be, maybe we found that they smoked a joint, or they're struggling with addiction, or they broke up with their boyfriend, or maybe even we might have lost one, God forbid, you know. But when we sit there and see how you guys were able to be such great parents, it gives us the idea that we can get through whatever we're going through. We can do it too. So just thank you for being an inspiration, and just being, I've witnessed it firsthand what you guys do for her and how happy she is when I've been over at your house. And I just want to thank y'all. I don't know how else to say it. It's an amazing event for you guys, but I do realize it's not the same as, you know, maybe our kids graduating. And I just want to say thank you for being so good to her. It just means so much to see. And I know this has nothing to do with cars. We'll get there in a minute. But as your friend, I think I speak for a lot of just local Richmonders in Central Virginia. Man, I just thank you. I can't believe you are who you are, but I'm thankful you are. Thank you for that.
That's, you know, if allergies start acting up again, man, I'm blaming you, because you're like, there's all sorts of pollen floating around. Just cut it out already. But
That is very kind.
And so, I appreciate it. But listen, tomorrow in the garage is going to be another barn burner of a show. I know that. What's hot in the automotive world these days?
Well, finally, I talked to you guys a little bit about this over the last 4 years on the show about the nitrogen process, where they thought nitrogen in the tires, in a lot of our air-conditioned systems. We use nitrogen a lot of times to check for leaks. We were hearing that a lot of that was reacting with the rubber. All of the Department of Transportation, all the independent tests show that that was not true.
Okay.
It's no different than regular air. Everybody's like, well, I could have told you that, yeah. But when you hear that, you stop putting that kind of stuff in customers' tires until you get an answer. And COVID really took made it quite longer than it had to be, most of the tests. Second thing is we just got the release of basically they do tons and tons of independent tests. They do also our government literally does and has for years. The Department of Transportation, the State Department of Safety and Transportation, they all go through and they look at all of this. And so what we've learned is, I've told you before, for every dollar you spend in maintenance, I'm a huge maintenance person with all my stuff at the house.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not like, I'm not somebody who's like compulsive about it, but I take care of my stuff, right?
Sure.
And so I started realizing a long time ago that when I took care of my stuff and I maintained it, like the stuff that I was working on for people was not happening to my vehicles.
Okay.
Like, that's the truth. Like, I would see stuff break or calipers lock up. I'm like, man, I've never had a caliper on any of my personal vehicles ever lock up, like have to be replaced. And so I would change brake fluid even before they said you should do it. I would do it every couple of years, even on the old cars. So what came out was previously before COVID, the number was for every dollar you spend in maintenance. So if it's $1, you know, you're saving, it was like $2 to $3 in repairs. You spend $1,000 in maintenance, you're saving $2,000 or $3,000 over the life of your vehicle. Well, now the idea at first independently was $5 to $7 for every dollar. So if you spend $1,000, you're saving $5 to $7,000 over the life of your vehicle. Meaning, yes, change your oil on time. Yes, change your brake fluid when you're supposed to. Change your coolant. Do these things that we were taught in the 90s and even earlier than that by the engineers who said, you got to replace this stuff. It's not just about your oil. So we're going to go into maintenance. We've had so many questions about transmission services and wives' tales. And that's the one thing, Jeff, I never knew we would do when we got into this. I thought we would just be out here just helping the community, second opinions. I had no idea the separation between what people think their car needs and what it actually needs. And so when we got into this, we took it serious. Megan got involved, as you know.
Yep.
We have priority systems for everybody that comes at certified or arts. And I'm really, really proud of those priority systems. More and more shops across the Commonwealth and, in fact, the country are starting to do that. So when you come in, you know, it's like seeing your doctor. And doctor, you go see a physical, and you're like, oh, I get a physical. What am I? Look, man, you need to cut back on salt intake. You need to do this, this, this. Well, that's what we do. Yes, it might be $2,000 worth of stuff that we recommend on your car that you have not had anything done to in a couple of years. But the good news is you only need $150 worth now. Over the next 6 months, you can budget to get this knocked out. And if it's maintenance, guys, what we just learned today, literally released just afternoon, is for every dollar, you save $5 to $7. Every dollar of maintenance, $5 to $7 in repairs.
Wow.
I mean, the proof of the pudding's in the test. I'm going to put that test, the results of all of that stuff up on our page this weekend. You're going to be able to read it all. So it's going to be really cool. So keep that in mind. That maintenance is a big deal. Transmission services. I know we talk about it a lot, but when people ask, the majority of our questions are about maintenance.
Yeah.
I'm going to try to set the record straight and help people tomorrow. Cannot wait.
Oh, it is going to be wonderful. It's going to be wonderful. And you talk about maintenance. Obviously, when you're talking about saving that much money, $7 to $10 for every dollar you spend on maintenance, even people who don't maybe have a great affinity for cars, well, you know, I got a car because I need a car. They're not in love with it the way that maybe you or I might be. Like, oh, this is a cool feature. They hear $7 to $10, man, and they're thinking, okay, well, this is no longer an expense. This is an investment. And given challenges that people have, you want to hold on to your car and keep it working, keep it on the road as long as possible.
100%. And one of the things that our advisors do up front is they always ask, what are your intentions with this car? Either way, you and I have talked about this on the air and you know, one-on-one. Either way, you should take care of your vehicle. You're probably going to sell it to somebody else. Now, I want to point something else out. We watched big desk computers go from $5,000-$6,000 to, you know, $400-$500 over the last 20 years. We've watched laptops go from $3,000-$5,000 to basically like $400. You get a laptop now or less.
That's right.
Okay, cars have not done that.
Yeah.
Cars have done just the opposite. And so I point that out to say, your cars are an investment. They're not a laptop that's ever going to just be replaced. Like, they're just not. You're going to get a good 10 years, close to 300,000 miles out of your vehicles if you take care of them.
Yes.
And that's a pretty good return on some of these cars. I mean, it's a pretty good return. So taking care of them prolongs that. And you're not, some people do. They get, their company will buy them a brand new car every year. I get that. Maybe you don't want to take care of it. But I'm like, if you're in a position to do that and your business can afford a brand new 2025 vehicle, maybe you should consider taking care of it for the next person that gets it, right? Like,
that's right.
You're in a place where you can afford it, still be a good steward of what you have, right?
Yep.
So we talk about those things. Vehicles are quite the opposite. The price of your used vehicle has gone up the most it's ever gone up, and it's not just inflationary. It's really a lot to do with COVID, and there was no chance to get new cars for a long time there. They shut down production plants. So your car was worth a lot, and it still is. It has not dropped like the rest of the things we've seen start to drop. I mean, inflation was 2.3 last month instead of 9%. It's the lowest we've had in, I think about 3.5 years. So
that's right.
Everything's going down, but cars still are kind of holding steady. I mean, they're still, you're trying to buy a new car out there, you'll see the prices. I went up to Moore Cadillac and dreamed about an Escalade yesterday. They had a beautiful blue. It was $140,000.
What? American? Yes. Wait, no, wait a minute. Now, hold on. You're sure that was American and not like that Canadian money? Because 140 grand Canadian, I think, is like 27 bucks. I would get two of them, Stan. Get one for each day of the week.
It depends on if they join the United States. If they join the United States, it'll be just as expensive. Sure. I'm kidding. No, I'm sorry. Let me change that. It was not 147. It was 158,000. I'll send you a picture. It was matte blue, and it was an Escalade. So, yeah, I'm good. Like, I'm good with my Denali still. My point is you do have an investment. Please take care of it. And people want to know more and more how they can be good stewards. So that's kind of what we're going to do tomorrow. Also, we're always going to open the lines for anything that you guys have as far as car repair, second opinions, questions on whether you should or shouldn't. We have a lot of hobbyists that call in about, hey, I'm dealing, even carburetors. I know how to do all that stuff, guys. I grew up in that time frame. So, we've had some calls about lawnmowers and airplanes, you know, that have Honda engines in them. So I'm open to try, guys. If I don't know, I'll tell you I don't know. But if I can help in any way, that's why I do it. I cannot wait.
I love it. You are the best. That's why we have you here. That is my brother from another mother, Stan Andruski. During the week, you're going to find him at Certified Auto Repair. You're going to find him at Arts Automotive Service. But Saturday mornings, let me tell you something. He provides a service to Central Virginia like nobody's business. The best weekend radio show anywhere in the garage with Stan Andruski. 446, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. 451, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. If you kind of grew up on MASH, as I did, you knew a couple of things. First of all, the television show actually lasted longer than the Korean War. I don't know if you knew that. But you knew that the actors and actresses on that show were just...
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Stellar. Oh. Absolutely amazing. Loretta Swit has passed away. Loretta Swit, of course, played Major Hot Lips. Hot Lips Houlihan. Margaret Hot Lips Houlihan. I loved Loretta Swit in that role. I loved Loretta Swit in a lot of roles that she had portrayed since then. I think that was probably my introduction to her. And I was kind of a little kid when MASH was on, but it was one of those shows we watched every week. It was back in the day, and you know you're getting to an age when you say things like back in the day, when the whole family was gathered around the television because programs were on at a certain time, a specific day at a specific time. And you either watched it or you did not watch it. And if you watched it, then you had the opportunity the next day, if you're going into work or you're going into school, to discuss it with everybody else because everybody else was watching it. Well, Loretta Swit was 87 years old. Wow. I didn't realize. But
87 years old. Hey, a very, very talented actress. So I'm just mentioning that. Something else I have to mention, and hopefully I won't have to mention it all that often, but I do have to mention it. The nomination process right now for the Richmond Times-Dispatch Best of Richmond competition is underway. I have posted a couple of different times my personal nominations for businesses that I support, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But the one I am asking you especially to nominate is the Jeff Katz Show for the best afternoon radio show. And what I noticed, you know, Jerm, I actually did. Now, you know, unlike John, when John Reed was here, John was obsessed with this stuff. And I don't mean obsessed in like, hey, I really like the Red Sox. I mean obsessed in, well, I know the batting average of every human being who's ever played for the Red Sox. I know how tall they are, how much they weighed, their favorite dessert. So he was obsessed. I love the competition. The Richmond Times-Dispatch Best of Competition, because for me, you know, you may not like the editorial policy of the Times-Dispatch, but it's still the newspaper of record, if you will. And so it's the only thing I've ever actively entered and participated in. So go.richmond.com/the best. Go.richmond.com/the best. That's how you go and nominate the Jeff Katz Show for Best Afternoon Radio Show. But Jeremy, I actually did go over there. I was looking at it. There are a couple of newbies jumping on there, and I don't get it. I mean, you guys are playing music, so. But if you did some a little strategizing and say, hey, if we can get Jeff Katz to win two more years, then he's going to be retired. Makes it that much easier to you. I'm just saying, disc jockey types, that might be the right way for you to go. But for the rest of us, go.richmond.com/the best. 455 Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA.
Life can feel overwhelming, but on my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, we're in it together. Every Friday brings you a new story. Listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.